Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dr. Ben, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Always good to be with you.
Well, Dr. Ben, how do you see it with all these developments first around President Biden? And based upon the debate, most medical experts, they're not diagnosing. You should never do that or telling us from afar. But that there are obvious issues here. What does Dr. Ben think about it?
Well, you know, I've been talking about it for years now. It's very clear that he's experiencing some significant cognitive declines. And the real issue is, should somebody like that be at the helm of our nation? You know, what if something happens? We've been very fortunate so far because we have an open border. We have all these people coming in, some of whom are certain to be terrorists. And the grace of God has kept them from attacking so far. We're very fortunate, but we can't continue to count on good fortune. I mean, we have to use the brains that God gave us. And, you know, for the Democrats, they have to come to the understanding that our country is much more important than their political party. Both sides have to always recognize that. And unfortunately, we've reached a stage where that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. It's not about Democrats and Republicans. It's about ideology. And there are those of us who want to maintain a country that is up for and by the people. And there are those who want a country that is up for and by the government. They're two very different things.
Dr. Ben, on another front, heating up on the Republican side, you're a prime candidate to be the VP choice, and our listeners think that would be outstanding. I remember when you first ran for president, we were at CPAC, hundreds of people cheering Dr. Carson coming through the hallways of that big hotel there. When you ran in 2016, you did well. Who were the typical Dr. Ben Carson voters? What were they looking for to you? What did you take away from that was your strength, a demographic or people that were going for you?
Well, obviously conservative people, people who think logically and who don't, you know, try to rely on identity politics. And people who are proud of our country. And, you know, I think those are the people that, I appealed to at that time and probably will appeal to this time around as well.
Can I add one more demographic onto that, Dr. Ben?
Yeah.
Because I see it. My wife loves you.
Yeah, exactly.
And I really think you shine with women. I don't know what it is. What is it about you that just really, really has such a deep impact with women?
Well, probably because of my story. Because, you know, it has been women who have been responsible for my success. You know, my mother was just an amazing person. And, you know, I can't say enough about my wife. We've been married for 49 years. I couldn't make it without her.
Yeah, I just saw the other day you celebrated, I think you were on a boat that I saw the picture of on Twitter, 49th anniversary. Oh, my goodness.
That's right. And then throughout my professional career, you know, I had a senior PA who started when I was chief resident and who was with me until the day that I retired. I couldn't have done it without her either. So women have been a very important part of my life.
Well, on the other side, let's talk about Vice President Harris. When you mentioned no identity politics, I guess it's happened before in U.S. history, but I can't quite see it. That you have someone who couldn't even get a vote in the primary, dropped out, yet ends up not just as a vice president, but as a vice president with an older president who was already showing signs of difficulty and maybe hoping he's reelected, she'll become president without ever getting a vote in a second term.
Well, you know, this is the kind of situation that occurs when we rely on identity politics, when we rely on, you know, DEI and things of that nature, rather than selecting people who would do a good job. And we've got to get to that point. We were well on the way to that point before a bunch of progressives started being in charge of our country, you know, starting with the Obama administration. And, you know, they have really sent us backward in terms of the great progress that we were making. And we need to seize that again. I think one of the reasons that Donald Trump is gaining so much traction, even in deep blue places like South Bronx, is because he's not into identity politics. He believes that a rising tide lifts all boats. And that's what people really want. They just want fairness, general fairness. I think the other thing is people recognize that our country is in deep trouble when we use our justice system to go after our political foes. And we've become just like a banana republic. We are a banana republic. And we probably have a relatively small amount of time to reverse course before something even worse happens.
You said something that I think is logical, factual, what you just said about a banana republic. What do you say when the Biden people, Dr. Ben, say, though, you guys on the Trump side and Trump are always running down the country? What country are you seeing? We stand with America's great. Why are even Dr. Ben Carson calling it a banana republic?
Well, because it is. That's what a banana republic does. Uses the system to go after their enemies. Does not really care about fairness. Uses power in an inappropriate manner. And you call it what it is. That's what is happening. And we have to be willing to not only identify it, but to fight strongly against it. Because once that starts, it's very, very difficult to reverse it. You look at how many countries went communist and then came back. Now, Hungary is one notable exception, but very seldom does that happen.
Yeah, I think there, because of the people actually fought the communist tanks, they were in the streets and all that, so maybe there was an underpinning. Dr. Ben, what are your plans at the convention? Are you going to be a speaker?
It appears to be that way right now. I think the final schedules are still in the process of being worked out. But looking forward to being there, to seeing everybody. There's a lot of excitement because I think this time around we recognize that even though there may be some irregularities in the election process, we're really paying close attention to it now. You know,
yes.
I was on the phone with a lot of people in Pennsylvania last night, you know, talking about Trump Force 47 and how people can get involved and can volunteer and can be poll watchers and need to be trained, because you have to have people trained so that when somebody comes up and says, you can observe this polling place, but you got to do it from way over there where nobody can see what's going on. No, you don't. You don't have to accept that. We need to train people on what they can and cannot do. And getting at least 100,000 volunteers across the country, we're not going to let it happen again.
So people would go to Force 47. Is that the website, Dr. Ben?
Yeah, Trump Force 47.
Trump Force 47.
There are places all over the country where you can get involved.
Are you, I'm thinking of public statements, though, if you were chosen as VP, you're ready to serve, right? You're on record saying that?
Absolutely.
Well, that's good news. That's good to hear. There's a lot of support here, particularly Dan's wife, Maisie.
Yeah, Maisie just got so excited, yeah. I can tell you right now.
Well, let's just pray that we make all good decisions, not only VP, but the people who are around the president are vitally important. And in the first administration, there were some problems. And we really want to make sure that we get the right people.
Exactly. Dr. Ben, good luck. We'll be watching you at the convention. Thank you for joining us today.
Always a pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.